One of the happiest men in Chadwick's Rexham Park is one of the older boys, although I'm not going to age you like that, Kenny Cahill, but well done, Kenneth. You know, after an edgy, terrible playing with the wind the first half and you had so many wides, what were you saying to yourselves at halftime?
Just stay at it. Keep going, do what they were doing, set up a kind of a wall, make it hard for them to score. They could shoot from maybe 40 yards out in the second half, so we just needed to set up some sort of a wall, get pressure on the kicker, and then just try to run the ball again, the wind. And that was our plan second half.
And then, of course, at the start of the second half, then they get four quick points, and you were saying to yourself, oh, Jesus, this could be an onslaught. But you settled into the game very well, and you start to cleverly use the ball, Ken.
Yeah, well, we knew they were going to, with Ben. Ben up front, we knew like he'd score from anywhere, and he did. He got, but we had said in the dressing room they could track on 3 or 4 points in a row, but we were going to stick at it and don't panic. That was the main thing in the dressing room, not to panic and just stick with it. And when we get the quick fellas on the ball, we were running it up the field. And I don't know what we scored in the second half. It was a 3 points, but that was enough at the end of the day.
Yeah, and you know, you're an experienced team because, you know, most of that team played in the last time you won a county title in 2016.
They did. I think there's only about two or three of them that haven't. So myself and Adrian are probably the two oldest. And then actually it's a pretty young team after that. But yeah, they have the experience and we've been here before. And hopefully we can get a run together and keep going.
Kenny, you wore the number three. Sorry, Jerry. You wore the number three shirt today, but you were all over the place. You were up playing full forward in the second half.
Yeah, I don't really have a set position. I just kind of told to go, try get on the ball, try use it and work it as best I can. That's about it.
And Kenny, when Neame Coleman's shot came off the crossbar, that seemed to give you a great fillip, didn't you? You probably thought it was over. I think people thought it was gone to the back of the net, but it gave you a great fillip, didn't it?
It did. If that had a win, sure, it was game over, but that happened in the county final in 16. I think Glyn Barrington missed an open goal and we just got back into it again and we kept going. We don't panic. We know we have the footballers to kick scores, and when we get into position, they do kick them, in fairness.
And what about Shane and Eamon now? I know they're cousins, but they've done a good job with you. And of course, they know you so well, and they were playing with you in that 2016 county final.
Actually, Shane is a brilliant football man, and Muggsy there as well over the team. And Brian, Eamon, Cullen there, strength and conditioning and stuff, and he does all the fitness work with him. It's a good team that they've put together, and hopefully we can kick on from here now as well.
Yeah, you know you have a decent team, Ken. You know you probably through the championship, yeah, probably you had good performances mixed with difficult performances. Is it difficult playing week in, week out, or will you be really chomping at the bit now to get out next Sunday, no matter who you're playing?
Well, some of the older lads probably won't train during the week now, but most of the fellas, we're delighted to be playing week in. That's what we want to do. But we've played in three county finals since 2014. We know what it's about. We know what's needed to get there, and we'll just keep going. Put the head down, just keep going.
Yeah. Of course, you believed coming here today that you could win. Of course, you did.
We definitely believed. We wouldn't be playing if we didn't believe. We always believe that we can, no matter who we're playing. We're not really a consistent team, but like on our day, we can beat anyone.
Well, it's a super performance, Kenneth, and I wish you the best of luck in the semi-final. And we're sorry for dragging you up the steps to wear you out even a little bit more. You came off there in the last couple of minutes to get a breather.
Yeah, no, I was the knee is sore, so I was just trying to kill a bit of time as well and try to come off. So I'm happy enough.
He came up with ice on his knee. He came up with ice on his knee to you.
Yeah, fair play. Thanks, Kenneth. Listen, a great performance for you and the lads, and the very best of luck in the semi-final next weekend.
Thanks very much, Liam.